It just seems impossible to believe that there is not a single opportunity to destroy American values, American justice, and America's way of life that the George Bush administration misses. Think about it. What makes the USA America? What makes us Americans? It's more than the color of our flag or passport. There are many answers to the question, but the scary thing is George W. Bush is presiding over the destruction of each and everything that makes us and our nation America. The World Trade Center was a symbol of our economic might, and it was destroyed because Bush and his team ignored the many warning signs even our own people were waving, even on September 10, 2001. Even as the towers were on fire, Bush was sitting with a deer in headlights look, reading children's books. Our economy strength is another thing that contributes to us being America, that the world looks up to. What has kept us consumers buying things was the seemingly endless rise in the values of our homes, and that is coming to an end. But the price of my home and your apartment is not what made us an economic powerhouse. What made us the envy of the business world was our having career opportunities for almost everyone in our great nation. Blue, white, black, or whatever color your collar was, America was the place to make a career in it and live a good life. Now, most of the jobs that make our economy tick, from engineers to doctors to customer service reps to manufacturing, are all exported to Mexico, India, Philippines, and many other places. All our people are left with are jobs like flipping burgers, and those are going to illegal immigrants coming in and putting even more downward pressure on wages of the middle class. During this time, oil companies have had record profits while we are paying through the nose, and wait till summer comes, or if we start another war, then we'll have a nosebleed. But Bush seems content to watch Exxon-type companies pay the CEO almost $1 billion while his administration gives these companies even more tax breaks. But more importantly, what made America the United States of America that the whole world looked up to and even enemies could grudgingly admire was our Constitution, our rights as citizens of a free country with the government kept in check. Today, another Bush lie was exposed. They were not just illegally wiretapping a few hundred or a few thousand phone calls without court orders. They have been tracking and spying on each and every one of us and our phone calls. Wake up, people. Each one of us is a suspect as far as Bush is concerned. And each and every phone call we make to anyone within our nation is something the government is spying on illegally without a court order, just like the Soviet Union used to do. And the military man who was heading up this illegal wiretapping is the one Bush wants to make the head of the civilian agency, the CIA. My friends, I was born and came here from a country that only had military dictators almost all its history, Pakistan. And what you are seeing here is the start of that process. No, I am not crying wolf. Mark my words. Big Brother is here, not only at your door, but actually inside your house, listening to every conversation. Finally, what made America great was our sets of values, from human freedom to democracy, to treatment of prisoners to the rule of law. In just today's newspaper, there are stories on how each one of these true values that make us America were violated just in the last 24 hours by our own government. Each one of us is being spied on. We are continuing to support dictators in power in different countries. We are allowing our money to be used in the Middle East for F-16s to drop bombs on civilians. We have refused the Red Cross once again even to say where many of the people our government arrested but never charged with a crime are being kept. And the Bush government has not stopped torture of people it secretly holds. All this while Iraq turned into the next Afghanistan. The Taliban are back in Afghanistan itself. Bin Laden is still out there planning attacks on us. North Korea is ready to explode a bomb, and Iran has learned the same way of stalling the world. We're damned if we let the Iranians have a bomb, and we're screwed if we attack and oil hits $6 or more per gallon. All I can pray for is that time flies and George W. Bush's term of office comes to an end before he literally destroys our great nation. God bless America. This is Imran signing off.